Scott Joplin, famed for his popular showcasing of ragtime, composed three ragtime-linked operatic works for the stage. One is Tremonitia. Joplin's opera in three acts tells the narrative of an adopted daughter, the struggles of African-American culture in the 19th century, and the perceived power of education. Ragtime, the musical genre that thrived during its heightened popularity between 1895 and 1918, was invested with a key compositional feature called syncopation, or ragged rhythm, authored in African-American communities in U.S. cities such as St. Louis, Missouri. The theme for Tremonitia weaves together a musical story on the upward mobility opportunities associated with an education prescribed during the late 1800s as the salvation for the African-American race. The plot of Tremonitia is most familiar to opera's historical appetite for thematic flair, suspense, and fantasy, represented by the character Tremonitia, heroine, and symbolic educator who runs into trouble with a local band of magicians who in turn kidnap her. The fully scored opera, which takes place in 1884, encompasses a wide range of musical styles linked to popular romantic music of the early 20th century. It includes Afrocentric folk songs, dances, blues, spirituals, the iconic use of call and response, and a ballet. It is said that Joplin didn't view Tremonitia as a ragtime opera, preferring to see it as just an opera. Tremonitia, which Joplin spent years working on during his lifetime, could never get anyone to stage the work, replete with an overture, prelude, recitatives, choruses, a small operatic ensemble, several arias, and a signature ballet, wasn't performed in its entirety until 1972, after the discovery of the opera's piano score. Placing traditional operatic elements and the popularity of ragtime's Afrocentric mood at the same musical table, Joplin, the king of ragtime, who died at the age of 49, wanted Tree Monisha to represent an entirely new phase of musical expression in American opera with the blending of African-American textured genres and traditional opera, while offering a moral message about social advancement en route to freedom through education. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.